Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Yesterday, we told you about the party in honor of the late Joel Raymond, the longtime host of Fridays on the Wing, that's happening this weekend on Saturday at the Grand in Ellsworth. If you missed it, you can hear his friend Mike Bennett talk about the event on the archive of Yesterday's Around Town, which you can find at weru.org. It's a free event featuring lots of music and stories about Joel, and even if you only knew Joel by his voice on the radio, you are invited to come and celebrate his life. You can also find more information at weru.org and thegrandonline.org, and there's a YouTube link there for a live stream of the event that you can watch if you're unable to make it in person. Here are a few more things that are happening this weekend. The Home Incorporated staff and volunteers will be facing the cold to increase awareness of homelessness in Maine and to raise funds in support of home shelter and outreach programs. They'll also be accepting donations of warm coats, hats, boots, mittens, gloves, any warm clothing that you can donate. They'll be at Shaw's in Ellsworth on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. The Prayer Shawl Mission Group welcomes all knitters, would-be knitters, and crocheters. The intention of the group is to create a sense of community and a flow of prayer shawls to those in need of comfort. Supplies and instruction are provided. It's an ongoing event that happens on Saturdays from 10 a.m. till noon at the Bar Harbor Congregational Church. And if you want more information, you can find the contact info for the organizers, along with the details of the event, on the WERU community calendar. That's also at weru.org. There will be a nonpartisan Waldo County community building event to honor the Capitol Police and other officers who protected the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Representative Jan Dodge of Belfast will be the featured speaker. There will also be singing. The organizers recommend that you bring your Rise Up singing book if you have one. There will be a kids' activity table. The event is a potluck, and the organizers ask that those who are bringing an item to share please include a list of the ingredients. That's happening on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Varney Community Building in Brooks. For more information, you can email alan4waldo, that's A-L-A-N, the number 4, waldo, at gmail.com. In Camden, Resurgence Dance Company will present The Siren of Crystal Lake, quote, an electrifying blend of hip-hop and contemporary ballet, on Saturday night from 7:30 to 10 at the Camden Opera House. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to camdenoperahouse.com. And looking at the news in Maine 100 years ago today, January 16, 1925 was a Friday. The lowest temperatures of the winter so far had occurred early that morning. They dropped as low as 40 below zero in the county. The high in Portland the previous day had been only 4 degrees. There were also newspaper reports of a power merger. The Public Utilities Commission had met the previous day in Bangor and, quote, permission was asked by the Bangor Railway and Electric Company, the British Harbor Electric Company, the Union River Power Company, the Lincoln Power Company, the Bangor Power Company, and several smaller subsidiary companies to consolidate under the one company and be known as the Bangor Hydroelectric Company. Permission was also asked to be allowed to sell stock in these companies and exchange these shares in the parent company share for share. No one appeared in opposition. The decision was reserved, end quote. We all know how that one turned out. If you have news, events, history, anecdotes, things that you would like to share with your neighbors, email me at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.